The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality V30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host, David Cannon.
Hello, it's Friday, it's the 26th of January 2018, and that can only mean one thing. Yup, you got it right. It's time for another episode of the Tech Chat with David Cannon's Friday News Update. So we have a new drone from DJI, a new Amazon Echo device, and a smart shop from Amazon coming up. And we finally know when the Galaxy S9 will be announced. So some very exciting news coming up on today's show, this week's show. So let's get going. It is the 26th of January. This is the Friday News Update. And first up this week, DJI have announced a new drone called the Mavic Air. It's cheaper and smaller than the Mavic Pro, but like the Mavic Pro, it folds up so you can easily carry it around, and the controller even folds up as well, so it's pretty cool. It has a 21-minute battery life before it needs to be recharged, and it can take 32 megapixel 360 degree panoramas, which you can look at using the DJI Goggles VR headset. You can also shoot 4K video on it, 120 frames per second slow motion video at full HD resolution, that's 1080p, it's got HDR, it has a 12 megapixel camera, and it has 8 gig storage built in, and a micro SD card slot as well, so you can expand that storage. You've also got a USB-C connection on there, so you can easily transfer files from the drone to a computer or probably even a tablet or maybe an iPad if you get the right adapter. And it's even got features like quick shots and tap fly to allow you to take seriously cool shots really easily. It's available now from DJI.com. It costs £769. So it's not cheap, but you're getting a load of really cool features in there, and I know someone who would really, really like this drone. You can get it in 5 to 9 working days from DJI.com if you order now. In other news, Amazon have released their smart alarm clock, the Echo Spot, with a screen and Alexa in the UK. It costs £120. It's eligible for Prime, so you can get it tomorrow. No, Sunday, if you order it right now. And it can show you the lyrics of songs you're listening to from Amazon Music Unlimited. It can do video calls, and it can show you the live feed from smart security cameras. So, pretty cool. And that is on amazon.co.uk if you're interested. An alleged benchmark of the what we think will be called the Galaxy J8, the sequel to last year's budget Galaxy J range, has been found on the internet. It claims that the phone will have a 1.6 gigahertz octa-core processor with 4 gig of RAM. We'll get 32 gig of storage, and it will have a 720p resolution and that screen will be 5.5 inches, but it won't be an 18 by 9 bezel-less screen. It'll stick to a normal sized screen. The main camera will be 12 megapixels. You'll get an 8 megapixel one on the front, and it will have Android Oreo. So one of the first, or possibly the first, although that would be surprising, phones to have the latest version of Android. Amazon has opened a shop that you don't need to go and pay for all your stuff. Instead, you just scan your phone as you walk in and then take what you want, and the order will be charged to your card. The store is called Amazon Go. The first store opened this week after a long time of testing, and it uses sensors and cameras to track what you take off the shelves. So you don't need to go to a checkout or anything, or use those horrible self-service checkouts that nobody likes. You just walk out and it gets charged to your card automatically. Pretty cool, right? A sketch of what is apparently the Nokia 10 with 5 camera lenses has emerged online. It could be released later this year, possibly at IFA 2018, and it will apparently have the Snapdragon 845 processor and a fingerprint sensor on the back, but it doesn't look that great, so it might not be genuine, so don't expect this to be released later this year, but we might see it. Apple are releasing the HomePod on the 9th of February in the UK for £350. No, £320 actually in the UK. And you can pre-order it right now. It'll be able to play music from Apple Music. And the main selling point is its sound quality, which will apparently be really, really good. And you'll also be able to link up 2 speakers, although at that price, how will you afford 2 of them to do sort of stereo speakers in the future? And it will also have Siri. Apple have also announced iOS 11.3, which lets you disable that controversial slowdown of iPhones when they're old. It also introduces improvements to ARKit, 3 new Animojis, and business chat in iMessage. Samsung have announced when the Galaxy S9 will be announced. It'll be announced on the 25th of February at the Mobile World Congress 2018, and you'll be able to watch it at 5 p.m. here in the UK. There's a big 9 on the invitation, which pretty much confirms that it will be called the S9, and the invitation says the camera reimagined, so expect some big camera improvements. You can watch it live on Samsung.com or on YouTube. Thanks for watching, everybody. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Tech Chat with David Cannon, for some really cool tech videos. I've got a review of the Syllable D900 Mini wireless earphones coming up very soon. And next time, it's our 10th ever episode. So look out for that. Thanks for listening and goodbye.